This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers and custom applicators are finding that using a mix of equipment is key to keeping up with some of the demands of modern crop management. For operations across Iowa, combining Hagee's front-mounted bone sprayers with the John Deere machines outfitted with See & Spray Ultimate technology is proving to be an effective way to handle a wide variety of application needs. The strategy not only boosts field efficiency, but also plays a role in reducing chemical use and controlling costs as equipment prices continue to rise. We'll talk with a farmer who also runs an application company in Jewell, Iowa, next.
I'm Scott Shullady, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Brandon Vonken, who farms near Jewell, Iowa, and manages a custom spraying business covering over 65,000 acres a year, says Hagee sprayers are his go-to when it comes to navigating tight field edges and complex terrain. The front-mounted boom allows the better visibility when working along fence lines or backing into corners, making the job smoother and more precise. On the other hand, Vonken relies on his John Deere sprayers for advanced precision work, especially when applying herbicides using the See & Spray technology, which Hagee is bringing out this year as well. This combination of equipment allows him to lay down residual product while simultaneously targeting weeds with a contact spray application.
They each have their purpose. The Hagee, I love the user friendliness of it, for lack of a better term. The boom out in front is so easy to see going along a fence. Backing in or driving into corners, you can see right where you're at instead of trying to back in. The main reason for the Deere machine is it's a See & Spray Ultimate, so I have the ability to lay down a residual while See & Spraying a contact product. So they each kind of have their role.
Having adopted See & Spray technology several years ago, Vonken has seen firsthand how precision spraying can cut herbicide use without sacrificing performance and letting us be more environmentally responsible.
It's been phenomenal. I mean, there's a lot of pushback in the industry for whatever reason. I don't know if that's coming from, you know, retailers who are afraid their herbicide sales are going to get cut. I don't know if it's other custom applicators who are afraid if See & Spray takes over and they don't have a See & Spray machine, they're going to lose business. Just a big lack of confidence in it, but I mean, we've done it now for 4 years, I think, and it works phenomenally. We've saved a lot of herbicide, which I think is also very important, as you constantly see on the news and everything about all the nitrate levels, all the, you know, the high cancer rates in Iowa. I mean, I think it's kind of our job to do everything we can as stewards of the land to reduce some of the herbicides that we're using. And so if you can save money, boost your yield, and have cleaner drinking water, I don't see a downside to it.
Some farmers have raised concerns over the See & Spray subscription model, but Vonken talks about how practical it is in the long run.
I mean, Deere has put tons of money into R&D to get to See & Spray to the point where it is today. And obviously any good company wants to recoup, you know, their investment. And if they were going to do that, these things would probably cost $10 million and you couldn't afford it. And if you did, even if you could, now I'm going to have to charge so much more to my customers to try to recoup the cost that I spent, that it makes it much more palatable with the subscription. The other big thing that I like subscriptions for is, I mean, technology, you know how it is. You buy a computer today, 3 months from now, there's a newer version out. If you're kind of doing a pay-as-you-go model, you can kind of keep up with the latest changes.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.